Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Let us therefore fear lest a promise being left of us of entering into his rest. Okay. This is where I want to get to this thing about the rest. The word rest occurs 11 times in these few verses that we've just read, and also we find it in chapter 3. 11 times it talks about rest. Okay. We find there's different kinds of rest in the Bible, but we find four of them here, right here in Hebrews chapter number 4. First of all, we find the creation rest. Look in verse number 4. Hebrews chapter number 4, verse number 4. And God did rest the seventh day from all his works. Important to realize he's talking about God's rest, the creation rest, okay? Then we see a salvation rest. When I think about the salvation rest, we often sing that song, my soul is in sad exile, and all I see, so burdened with sin and distress, and I heard the sweet voice saying, yes, make me your choice and enter into the haven of rest. There's a salvation rest. Hold your place there. I want you to see this. Matthew chapter 11, I touched on this. Very important. See these different rests. That way you can understand what Hebrews chapter 4 is talking about. And you don't get caught up in all, what is he trying to teach us? Okay. Matthew chapter number 11, Jesus mentioned two rests. And we see these two also in Hebrews chapter number 4. Verse number 28. We see the salvation rest. Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's that salvation rest. And then verse number 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. It's the same word, but they're different rests. There's that salvation rest. Then there's that rest after you trust Christ as your Savior. You begin to trust him, believe him for all things. So and then the rest of that verse is, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So you see, Jesus himself talked of two rests. In Hebrew, go back to Hebrews chapter number 4. You see the rest in Hebrew, there's the creation rest, Hebrews 4:4. Then the salvation rest we see in Hebrews 4:3. For we which have believed do enter into rest. We believed him. We trusted him. We were saved. Then there's what's called a consecration or a faith rest. I talked about that last week. We just read it in Matthew. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, and ye shall find rest for your soul. That's that faith rest, literally believing God. Okay? We're not talking about salvation now. We're talking about believing God. You know, many times in Scripture, most of the time it talks in Scripture, when it uses the word repentance, is talking to believers. Do you realize that? We as believers still need to repent, turn back to God. Anyway, this is what we're learning here about the Hebrew people. They did not believe. They refused to believe. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that. And they didn't enter into the rest. They did not enter into Canaan, that rest that God had promised, a place of blessing. That's what Canaan means, a place of blessing, and they were unable to enter into that. So there's that faith rest. And notice you have to lay, that's why it says you have to labor to enter into that. You don't labor for salvation. It's a gift. But you have to labor, you have to strive for this, to enter in his rest. It's interesting. We'll talk more about that in a little bit and put it all together. And then the fourth rest that we find in Hebrews chapter number 4 is an eternal rest. See that in verse number 9. For there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. And I looked at a bunch of commentaries, different commentaries, and they pretty much all agree. And I like it when people agree with me. Anyway, most of them agreed on this point, and it's talking about eternal rest. You know, when we get to heaven, no more pain, no more suffering, no more sorrow, no more sickness, we can find sweet rest in him. So you see, four rests is very interesting. But what I want to spend the rest of my time on here in the rest of the time is there in verse number 7. Let me start in verse number 6, okay? Through the rest of these verses. Seeing, therefore, it remaineth that some must enter into rest, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. The Jewish people knew that God, what God had done for them and for their father. Remember, we looked in Exodus chapter number 12, verse number 13. I touched on this last week, but I'm going to pull it all together because this confuses some people about you shall find rest for your soul and these other kind of rest. But I want you to notice Exodus chapter number 12, verse number 13. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses whereof ye are. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. We know about the Passover there. That's what started all this. They were in Egypt. You know the story about Pharaoh and all the plagues that had come. And here's the amazing thing. The Jewish people had seen the hand of God. All the miracles, the frogs and the lice. And I remember a sermon years ago, one of the great preachers, he preached years ago. You don't hear sermons like this anymore. The sermon was called One More Night with the Frogs. Anyway, you get the picture. He was talking about the plagues and One More Night with the Frogs. Anyway, the lice and all this was taking place. The last one was the death of the first one. Here's the Hebrew people saw all this in the hand of God. And then we find, this is very important, in verse number 31, Greg put this one up there, Exodus 14, 31. I underline this in my Bible. And Israel saw the great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians, and the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. I underline that phrase, believed the Lord, many years ago. It's very important. Remember, when I see the blood, I'll pass over you. They applied the blood to the lintel and the doorpost of that. Listen, when the blood is applied to our lives, we're eternally secured in him. Amen and amen and amen. Okay. God has seen the wonderful works, or they had seen the wonderful works that God had done. And then crossing the Red Sea, they saw that they walked over on dry land. Do you believe that? Heard some of the atheists years ago talk. People don't talk about this no more. They're talking about, well, it was probably a marsh, and you know it's impossible. The wind blow, but yet it's still muddy and all. And the response would be, well, it's even a greater miracle. God could drown Pharaoh's army in a bunch of mud and horses. Now I won't get into all that. But anyway, they saw that. They walked across dry shod, and they turned around, and Pharaoh and his army, it wiped them out. And this is where this is at in Hebrews, Exodus 14, 31. And Moses' songs in chapter 15. You get the point. They saw all that. All the wonderful workings of God. And then we come to Numbers, chapter number 13, verse number 2. Remember we talked about this last week. It was only an 11-day journey from crossing the Red Sea into Canaan. Only 11 days. Verse number 2. Send thou men that they may search the land of Canaan, which I give unto the children of Israel. And I underlined that in my Bible years ago, which I give. They already, all they had to do is go. God said, I give it to you. Well, you know the rest of the story. We find in verses 25 through 33. I read that last week. I'll read it again. So they went, the 12 spies from each tribe. They came back after searching the land after 40 days. Verse number 26. And they came and went and came to Moses and to Aaron, to all the congregation, to the children of Israel, to the wilderness of Paran, to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and all the congregation and showed them the fruit of the land. Boy, look at this. Look at these grapes. Look at this wonderful thing. And they told them and said, we came unto the land whither thou sent us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey. And look, here's the fruit of it. Nevertheless, that's where they went wrong. We see it, and God's already told us it's ours. But that's where we go wrong.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.